Now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Have the very funny from Girl Code, Carly. Let me not screw this up. Carly Aquilino. Yes.
There you go. You just have to slur it all together.
Yeah, say it real fast. She is in town for a very special reason. She's actually going to be at Crackers Comedy Club. Check her out. Always a good time at Crackers. How can they go about getting their tickets and seeing you, Carly?
You can get tickets at crackerscomedy.com, and there's a phone number that
mysterious.
I have in my purse that isn't on me, but there
it's
is
okay.
a phone
we'll
put up.
Club. It's the Crackers Comedy Club in Broad Ripple.
Okay.
There you go. So, check it out.
Yeah, you guys will definitely be able to get the tickets.
It's awesome.
Hey, look, if you live in Indianapolis, you know where Crackers is at. You know how to get tickets. Go check her out. Should be a lot of fun.
It's going
to
be awesome.
But she's going to actually answer a couple questions right now from some of our listeners.
Yeah, she got the number.
She got the number.
It's 317-255-4211.
There you go.
Thank you.
You owe me for that data.
I do. I'll get you a Tinder swipe or something.
Here's your first question. Good morning. What is your question for Carly?
So, this guy likes me, but I do not like him. What do I do?
Are you guys friends?
Yeah.
Ooh.
How long have you guys been friends for?
Like, for a year or two.
Did you tell him you don't like him?
I kind of like him, but not really.
Mm. So give him a chance. Give him a chance and see what happens.
But people are saying, like, he dates every girl at school and all that.
Oh, my God. Middle school problems. Have a good day, okay?
Check yes or no.
Hi, good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. What is your question for Carly?
Okay, Carly, is there something in the girl code about dating a guy in a wheelchair?
Ooh.
No, there's nothing in the girl code about that. I think it's great.
Okay, well, please tell other women that.
Of course. Don't you worry about these haters, okay?
Don't worry about the haters, honestly.
They don't want to talk to me when I'm sitting in my wheelchair. But if I get up and start to dance, I kind of look like Pinocchio when he first becomes a boy. And then they want to talk to me.
You know what? They see you rolling and they hating, okay?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Don't even worry about that. Don't even worry about that. You want to know what it is? If somebody's shallow enough to judge you while you're in your wheelchair, they're not worth their time. They're not worth your time.
Well, it's not like it's a bad wheelchair. It's a $100,000 wheelchair.
It's a nice wheelchair. That's the thing. Like, girls need to know.
I'm sorry.
Right, he's got the Bentley of wheelchairs, okay? So you better recognize.
I'm assuming we can laugh with you because you seem to have a very good personality about this.
Oh, yeah. I was brought up in the military, and I'm not really worried about it. It's just, you know, my friends get me these blind dates, and I go on them, and they're like, they see me in the wheelchair, and it starts like, I feel sorry for you, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, it's like, wait a second, let's go dance on the dance floor real quick.
Yeah.
And then see how you feel.
Yeah.
You know what?
You'll see the real Pinocchio right now.
And you still probably have better dance moves than me and Brian, so it's all good.
And they're jealous that you get better parking everywhere you go.
I can't dance.
Hey, thank you for the call, buddy, and thanks for everything you've done with the military.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate you.
It is Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.